W4SOE mobile.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Delta. 4, Mike Delta.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Delta. Whiskey 4, Sierra Oscar Echo. Happy Thanksgiving.
So, name here is Bill Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. Trying to set up my 2 meter here. I hope, I guess I'm hitting the repeater. I heard the tone squawk here, so at least I think I might have it right. You caught me okay?
Yeah, you sound good on my end. You're doing a fine job. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
So hope you're going to have a big feast today and lots of family.
A bit of family, big feast for sure.
So are you mobile right now?
Going to go up to Landrum to pick up my mother and bring her down here for Thanksgiving.
Oh, QSL, QSL, that sounds great. Well, at least I know I got this thing set up. I lost it there. I'm using a 746, believe it or not, and I didn't know if I was hitting repeater or not, but it's good to hear your voice there. But a good idea to go pick up your mom. She'd probably appreciate that greatly and not having to cook and all.
That were us when we were kids. And when we were raising kids, she helped a lot there too. So that's the least I can do.
QSL, that's a good thing to do for your parents there.
Yourself, big dinner, big family plans?
Yeah, a little bit. We got quite a few kids coming over and grandkids and all. But going to have a large dinner here. My wife was cooking yesterday and cooking this morning here. So, of course, the rest of the family's bringing stuff over also.
We normally do a ham on Thanksgiving and usually the turkey for Christmas. Just to kind of keep it, a little mixed up. But we were up at a grocery store the other day, and they, if you're part of their club, I think it's Food Lion, MVP Club, you know, basically the little card you get to swipe. They had turkeys for 39 cents a pound for a club member. I think we got about a 16-pound turkey for, it was super cheap. I mean, like $5, $5.80, $5.90, something like that. My math is working.
QSL. I think that's about the only thing that's come down here as far as the turkeys. Rest of the economy is up so daggone high. It's hard to buy anything here. I don't know if it's going to get better or worse, but we'll soon find out.
Oh, I want to say it can't get much worse, but I know that that's not true. But I suspect it's going to get a lot better and quickly.
QSL. Okay, my friend, I'm going to let you go there and see if you can get some more people in there since you're traveling there. So I'm going to send my best of three and a very happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And have a safe day there. Over.
Hi, Bill. Happy Thanksgiving. Nice talking to you this morning. And W4SOE, I'll be clear on your final.
QSL, my friend. WE4MD.
SOE, KO4HKX.
W4SOE, how's your day going so far?
Son's supposed to come over later today, and we'll put the Christmas tree up this evening. Other than that, not a whole lot of plans today. How about you? I heard you're going to get your mom, so, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Head up that way now to go pick her up, bring her down for dinner, and then we'll carry her back whenever she's ready to go to the house. She doesn't know that... both my sons are in town, and we'll both be at dinner today, so she's going to get a little surprise there.
That'll be a welcome surprise, and good for you, and glad you're, both your boys are in town.
My youngest, he's
He's PCSing from Fort Irwin, California, so he's on his PCS leave to head over to Fort Stewart. It's going to be his next duty station, which would be nice. It's only about 4 hours away versus middle of the Mojave Desert in California. And then my oldest, he lives in town, but he's really busy with work. He's also a naval officer, still going to school to get his Masters of Divinity so they can pin his chaplain cross on him. So everybody's busy. Don't get to see him as often as I'd like.
Unfortunately, that seems like the new way of life. I don't get to see mine as often as I'd like either. He's working graveyards, which is pretty much the exact opposite of what I do.
What do they do for a living?
Factory. Up here in Brevard.
That shift work, man. It can be crazy. I'm glad I don't have to do that these days. We get a problem at work, and it's one shift, and it's from start to finish. And it can go from days, but it's not routine.
I worked swing shifts when I was younger up at DuPont, and I loved it at that time, but that's 25 years ago plus, so...
What is swing shift consist of exactly?
You're working nights and days back and forth. You swing back and forth. And that would be done 12-hour swing shifts. You'd work four nights, off 3 days, 3 days, off a day, turn around, work three nights, and then you work 4 days and you were off for a week.
Rough on the buddy clock. When I was living up in Tennessee, I was working at the Network Operations Center at the 101st Airborne there, Fort Campbell. I had the best shift ever. I would come in at 4, I would not take a lunch, and I would leave at noon. And it wasn't much of a problem for me because I was already, I'm an early riser anyway. I'm usually up 4 or 5 o'clock back then. So, it was a 10-minute drive to work. So, I was literally off at lunch. It was fantastic. Best shift I ever had to pull.
That sounds like an ideal shift there. Off by lunchtime every day. I would take that today.
Nobody wanted it. The guy that was running that shift, he separated and went on to another job. And the colonel comes around and says, well, we need somebody on this. They call it like a continuity shift. Like you're there early in the morning, and you know, most people coming in at 9, right? You're there to kind of fill in the gap, provide continuity between those shifts. You know, make sure everybody's read up and up to speed on what's going on. And, like, nobody wanted it. And I was like, I'll take it. I'll take it all day long. Because even if I wasn't coming in at 9, I was going to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning anyway. So it just seemed like the natural thing to do for me. And I'm going to tell you what, off at lunch every day, go home, get in the pool, play some games.
I can only imagine being a young man and being off at lunchtime every day, the trouble you could get into.
Exactly young. I was probably in my mid-30s. But, yeah, it was great. Got a lot done. And I even had time and did set up a little side hustle for some extra pocket money, and it got to be pretty good, too.
You had plenty of time for it, that's for sure.
For SOE. Yeah, there is. So, turned out to be a pretty day. I thought I was going to be driving up in the rain when I got up this morning to Landrum, but man, it is absolutely beautiful. Breezy. But the weather down here is mostly sunny. Few clouds out your direction, but nothing around here.
It's not rainy like they said it was going to be, but it's overcast. No, it's sunny. But sunny there, so I'll take it.
Any more winter weather up that way? I feel bad for those people in tents, man. I hope they get that sorted out.
The winter weather's kind of been on and off. It's been cool every morning. I think this weekend it's supposed to really turn cool, and winter's supposed to move in. And right now they're having problems getting the 100 tiny homes approved that the Amish come down and built. And I don't know. It's the legal loopholes that are legal barriers. I don't want to call them loopholes. They're barriers. Are the real problem at this point in time, and it's causing lots of animosity between civilians and local governments.
Something this morning about, I guess they got a bunch of RVs or campers or whatever for some folks, but, and there's like a free permitting process so they can get the power connected, but no one's answering the phone. Even the reporter, who I think was from, like, WSPA, could be wrong, said, yeah, we've been calling them every day this week, and nobody answers the phone. So you got a free permit, but it might as well be $10,000 because can't nobody get one.
Par for the course for the government. I hadn't heard that one yet, but they're not wanting to let the tiny homes and campers back on the properties where they were at. It's a whole lot of, you know, bull in my opinion, because in emergency situations, you know, as long as you have a structure over you, it's better than being out in a tent.
I love it. I mean, those tiny homes are built to code, right? And I don't understand this. You can't go back to your own property because of the flood zone. Well, it was a flood zone before, right? And I'm sure they had all or most probably had some sort of flood insurance, or at least some did, right? But it's your property. Like, it's unfathomable to me how this whole thing is shaken out.
That I am not understanding it either, but hopefully they get it straightened out quickly, because that's the kind of stuff just an emergency situation, you do what you got to do and then you deal with it, you know. And having families out in the cold during the wintertime is not a good time to play politics in either direction.
In those homes, I get power connected to them, whatever, and then retroactively go back and work on the paperwork, right? And they're losing sight of the actual goal, and that's to house people so they're not sleeping outside rough in a tent or, you know, whatever, sleeping in the shell of their mostly battered down home. I don't get it, man. I pray for those people every night, and I hope something gives.
I'm going to go up to Anchor here later today and see if I can't get an update on what's going on. I know the pastor up there has been trying to get those homes approved and whatever they got to do to do it. He's just trying to make it happen. So hopefully he can come up with something and squeeze the right vine or pull the right vine or whatever and get these people squared away for the winter.
Crazy. Well, is the pastor still pretty busy up there at Anchor, keeping people fed, clothed?
All that's still going on there. They're providing Thanksgiving dinner today. They've been providing it all week for around through the location. I think they're doing. They were planning for 4,000 to 5,000 meals this week, just Thanksgiving meals that they could do. So they're pretty busy still, and I know he's nonstop every day.
Yeah, I know. I spoke to my sister probably a week ago, and she was still going up. And I was working, so I probably only have heard her. But I thought she was going to be up there today too. In fact, I know she was because she had asked my mom if she wanted to come up. And my mom, she's old. She don't want to go up in a war zone. So Kim's meeting somebody up there today.
Was. I haven't talked to her in a few weeks, but I figure she's still wearing the roads out up here, doing everything she could. And I appreciate everything she has done. I know she has pretty much put her life on hold to come up here.
I told her that the other day. As her big brother, I was really proud of her. She put her into that whole mission. She did tell me, I think she's going to be starting up her own nonprofit. And not just for meals, but for she's got some other plans, too.
Yeah, I heard her and I think it was Lisa talking about that one day when I was up there. They've got some pretty good plans laid in place, it sounds like.
Work now, I guess, and getting all that sorted out. I think she's already got some warehouse space, and if I remember, she had offered Pastor to, you know, like be spillover if they were filling up there in the interim. But the way she was talking about building like washer and dryer trailer, right, where people can come wash their clothes and all kinds of ancillary stuff that usually doesn't get thought of in the beginning, but then turns out to be a need, you know, a few days in and, you know, people start running out of clean clothes and stuff like that.
Well, Anchor had a semi-trailer up there that she was looking at converting into showers and laundry trailer for people. Was there when she was talking about that, so maybe she can make that happen. That'd be a great thing.
Yeah, Roger. I told her to go look at I think it's GovX or these Department of Defense auctions. There's always tons of things like generators for next to nothing, which is diesel generators too, so they're pretty solid. Some of them are 24 volts, so you have to, you know, do a little modification, but it's not that big of a deal. Also look for, like shower tents, right? Like the Air Force has them, the Army has them, National Guard, right? You know, when they set up a command post somewhere, they might have a tent with an instant hot water heater and, eight shower heads or something like that. I mean, you should probably get something cheap.
Little websites out there, GovDeals, Iron Planet, that kind of thing, where they're all that's out there. Hopefully she'll find that. But Sean, I might have to jump off here, and the light's up now, so I'm going to go in here and spend some time with her and get our day started. Hope you have a good Thanksgiving and have a safe trip up and back to pick up your mom. But good to hear you on the radio. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
All right, Patrick, you and the wife and family have a very blessed Thanksgiving, brother. Good talking to you. I'll catch you later on down the log. W4SOE.